Welcome to the Quarterly Briefing, where we take a closer look at the financial stories behind the world's biggest public companies, powered by AI to make it smarter, faster, and more engaging. Our goal is to make financial data more accessible by demystifying the complexities of corporate finance and informing people about the dynamics of today's markets. This podcast is not financial advice. It's for entertainment and educational purposes only. If you're curious about how companies grow, stumble, or pivot in today's fast-paced markets, you're in the right place. This is The Quarterly Briefing, where AI meets numbers and numbers meet narrative.
All right, let's dive into another deep dive. This time, we're taking a look at Rivian, you know, the electric vehicle company.
Right.
We've got their 10Q report in front of us, hot off the presses, for the quarter ending September 30, 2024.
Okay.
Essentially, their financial report card.
Yeah.
So we want to figure out, are things looking pretty good for Rivian, or are there some bumps in the road ahead?
Yeah, well, I think to start, you know, it helps to set the scene a little bit.
Okay.
Rivian was founded by Robert J. Scarron. They've definitely been making some noise lately.
Yeah.
With their electric trucks and SUVs.
Yep. Yeah.
Especially after they landed that, you know, that huge order from Amazon for 100,000 delivery vans.
It was, I mean, talk about a major vote of confidence from Amazon.
Really was.
But before we get too carried away.
Sure.
The 10Q, it reminds us right up front. That everything in there is full of forward-looking statements, which, you know, it's basically financial jargon for, we're making predictions, but nobody really knows what's going to happen.
Exactly. Right? Weather forecast, right?
Yeah.
You look at all the data.
Yeah.
You make a prediction. Things can change.
Yeah. You can still get some unexpected storms.
You never know.
Okay. Well, so let's get into some of these numbers.
Okay.
The report, it actually shows that, that Rivian's revenue. It went up compared to the same time last year.
Okay.
So that's going to be good news, right?
It is. Yeah, it's a positive sign.
Yeah.
But there's an interesting wrinkle here.
Okay.
You see, most of that revenue growth, it's coming from sales of their consumer trucks and SUVs.
Interesting.
But deliveries of their commercial vans.
You mean the Amazon vans?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Those actually went down.
That's a twist.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is Rivian... Are they kind of shifting gears, focusing more on consumers instead of those commercial fleets?
It's possible, yeah.
Or is this just, you know, a temporary thing?
It's really hard to say for sure based on this report alone.
Yeah.
It could be a strategic shift.
Yeah.
Or it could just be, you know, a reflection of how the market is changing.
Yeah, okay.
We'll have to see what happens in the coming quarters.
It'll be interesting to keep an eye on.
Definitely.
Well, okay, so we got to talk about the elephant in the room here.
Amazon. Right, right.
We can't talk about Rivian without talking about Amazon.
The Amazon factor, yeah.
Exactly.
It's significant.
Yeah.
The report, it actually says that a significant portion of Rivian's revenue comes from one single customer. Amazon Logistics.
Right, right.
Which is, of course, affiliated with one of Rivian's main stockholders.
Yeah, Amazon.
Exactly.
I mean, so is this reliance on Amazon, is that good or bad for Rivian?
That's a great question.
I mean, it seems like it would be good, right?
What have a customer like that?
It's a bit of a double-edged sword.
Okay.
On the one hand, you've got a stable, predictable source of revenue.
Right.
But what happens if that relationship changes? I mean, what if Amazon decides, you know, hey, we want to diversify our fleet?
Yeah.
Or even, you know what, we're going to develop our own vans.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Those are some big what ifs.
They are. And that's why, you know, it's something to think about.
It makes you wonder how much influence Amazon has over them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a really important thing to consider when you're trying to figure out what are Rivian's long-term prospects.
Yeah.
It's kind of like building a house on someone else's land.
Oh.
You know, you might have a fantastic house, but you're still dependent on the person who owns that land.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
So so let's move on and take a look at Rivian's overall financial health. It's time for a checkup.
Yeah, time to look under the hood.
Yeah, exactly.
And some of these numbers in the 10Q,
yeah,
they're a bit eye-opening.
Okay.
For the 9 months ending September 30, 2024, mm-hmm. they reported a net loss of over $4
billion. $4
billion. Yeah.
Ouch.
That's
not good.
That's not a small number, no.
Yeah.
Their total long-term debt is also over $5.5 billion.
Okay.
But there is a silver lining.
Okay.
They do have over $5 billion in cash and cash equivalents.
Okay. So they're losing money, but they still have some cash on hand.
Right.
I guess it's true what they say.
What's that?
You got to spend money to make money.
Well, to a certain extent, yes.
Yeah.
But the key is, you know, spending it wisely.
Right.
And Rivian themselves, they actually acknowledge in the report that they're going to need more financing to achieve all their goals.
And what are those goals exactly? Well, they're planning to ramp up production at their existing facilities.
Makes sense.
Which, you know, makes sense if they want to meet that Amazon order.
Right, right.
But they're also, they're looking at building a whole new manufacturing plant.
Wow.
Expanding their charging network, developing new products and services.
So, I mean, that's a lot.
It is.
They've got a lot on their plate.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder, are they biting off more than they can chew?
Yeah. It's a valid question.
Can they actually get all the funding they need for all of that?
Well, that's the multi-billion dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's going to depend on investor confidence.
Right.
The overall economy.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of different factors.
Okay. So we've got revenue growth, which is good.
Yeah.
But also a massive net loss, which is definitely not good.
Not ideal. No.
And then there's the big Amazon question mark hanging over everything.
Right.
But what about other challenges and risks? I know the report, it has a whole section on risk factors.
It does.
What are some of those?
Well, some of the key risks they point out are, you know, the intense competition in the EV market.
Right, right.
Which is constantly changing.
Yeah, of course.
Their dependence on suppliers, especially for those really important parts like batteries,
right?
The fact that they need to expand their charging network really quickly, and the challenge of finding and keeping skilled employees,
right,
in a job market that's, you know, super competitive.
Wow, I mean,
yeah,
that's a lot to juggle.
It is.
I mean, are any of those any of those risks, do any of them stand out to you as like particularly worrying?
I think the competition in the EV market is definitely something to watch closely.
Okay.
It's getting really crowded out there.
Yeah.
You've got these established automakers like Ford and GM.
Yeah.
They're pouring billions of dollars into their own electric vehicle programs.
Yeah.
And then you've got all these new startups all vying for market share.
It's like the Wild West out there.
It is.
In the auto industry.
Yeah, it's a very dynamic landscape.
So, I mean, what happens if Rivian can't keep up?
Well, if they can't, you know, differentiate themselves, offer compelling products at competitive prices, and really execute their plans effectively, they could have a hard time gaining market share and actually becoming profitable.
Yeah.
And, you know, if their production doesn't ramp up fast enough or they run into problems with their supply chain, well, that Amazon order could turn from a blessing into a major headache.
Yikes. That's that's a scary thought.
It's definitely a risk.
I mean, it sounds like it all comes down to execution at this point.
Yeah, execution is key.
Okay, well, before we get too deep into all of that, let's shift gears a little bit.
Sounds good. There's also a section in here about Rivian's internal controls and procedures.
Okay.
You know, for their financial reporting.
So, like, how they make sure all their numbers are accurate.
Right, right.
Exactly. And that there's no funny business going on.
Yeah, yeah. Basically making sure everything's above board.
Okay.
And the good news is Rivian's management, including the CEO and CFO, they've stated that their financial reporting controls were effective as of September 30, 2024.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
Sounds like no accounting scandals brewing over there.
At least not according to this report.
Yeah.
It's important to remember these are pretty complex systems.
Yeah.
And there's always, you know, a chance of human error or things happening that nobody could have predicted.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
But for now, it seems like everything's in order.
Okay, so no red flags on the accounting front?
Not that we can see, no.
Okay, what else is in this report?
Well, things get a bit more interesting when we look at legal matters section.
Oh, legal battles.
Yeah.
Those are never fun.
Not usually, no.
Anything in there that we should be particularly worried about.
Well, there's one case that kind of jumps out.
Okay.
It's a lawsuit from Tesla.
Tesla, huh?
Yeah.
What are they suing about?
It's related to trade secret misappropriation.
Oh, wow.
Tesla is claiming that some former employees who went to work for Rivian, they took some confidential information with them.
Interesting.
Including details about battery technology.
Ooh, that's juicy.
It is, yeah.
Corporate espionage in the electric vehicle world.
Yeah.
It's like something out of a movie.
It really is, yeah.
It's
It just goes to show you how competitive this industry is and how fiercely these companies protect their intellectual property.
It's like a high stakes poker game where everyone's trying to, you know, keep their cards close to the vest.
Exactly.
So, I mean, how might this lawsuit play out?
It's hard to say for sure.
Yeah.
Legal battles, they can drag on for a long time.
Right.
Get really expensive.
Yeah.
And even if Rivian wins, they could still end up with, you know, some reputational damage.
Right.
Or it could just be a distraction from their main goals.
Yeah, it's like a dark cloud hanging over them.
Yeah, you could say that.
But hey, maybe they'll come out on top.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, and it'll just be a bump in the road.
That's the hope.
So what else is going on with Rivian?
Well, the report does mention some exciting stuff, too.
Oh, yeah?
They're planning on expanding their product lineup with new models like the R2 in development.
The R2, huh? Yeah. What is that?
Well, they're not giving away too many details yet. Okay. But it's expected to be a smaller SUV than their current offerings.
Right.
And probably more affordable, too.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, not everyone can afford one of those top-of-the-line electric adventure vehicles.
Right. Exactly. They're trying to appeal to a wider audience.
Yeah.
They're also they're working on enhancing their software and technology offerings.
Okay.
Like their Connect Plus subscription service.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Which provides things like streaming and connectivity features.
So it's not just about the cars themselves.
Right.
It's about building this whole ecosystem around them.
Exactly.
It's like
like
they're trying to create their own version of, you know, Apple CarPlay or Android Auto.
Yeah.
But for Rivian owners.
That seems to be the idea.
Yeah.
They're aiming for a really seamless and integrated experience.
Okay.
And of course, they're also planning to increase production volume.
Right.
To meet that growing demand for EVs.
Makes sense. They got to keep those factories humming.
They do.
If they want to keep up with the competition.
Yeah.
And fulfill that Amazon order.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a race against time.
Yeah.
To scale up their operations and really establish themselves as a major player in this market.
It sounds like they've got a lot on their plate.
They do.
But also a lot of potential.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out.
It will.
Very dynamic situation.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's a fascinating situation, right?
It is.
On one hand, you've got this really close relationship with Amazon, which has been, you know, really important for Rivian's growth so far.
Right.
Those Amazon orders, I mean, they've given Rivian a huge boost.
Yeah.
Not just in terms of, you know, revenue, but also just in terms of, like, credibility.
Yeah.
It's like having a seal of approval from one of the biggest companies in the world.
I mean, yeah, it's given them a ton of legitimacy in the market.
For sure.
But, you know, as we've been talking about, there's also like this potential downside to that reliance on Amazon. What if Amazon decides to, you know, change things up? They're known for being incredibly ambitious.
They are.
And innovative, always looking for ways to optimize their operations.
To do things better, faster, cheaper.
Exactly.
So they could, you know, I mean, they could easily decide to put more money into developing their own electric vehicles.
Right.
Or partner with other manufacturers who offer, you know, better prices or different features.
Yeah.
And that could leave Rivian in a tough spot.
It's like they're walking a tightrope.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
They need to keep Amazon happy, but they also need to, you know, become their own thing.
Right. They need to establish themselves as a truly independent company.
Right. Yeah. A sustainable force in the market.
Exactly.
So how do they do that?
Well,
how do they, you know, mitigate that risk and create a more stable future for themselves?
I mean, they've already started taking some steps in the right direction, I think. I mean, you see them expanding into the consumer market with their trucks and SUVs.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good sign. And they're putting a lot of money into R&D, exploring new technologies, new features that could, you know, set them apart from the competition.
Right. And we talked about that Connect Plus subscription service earlier.
Yeah.
It seems like they're really trying to build this whole ecosystem around their vehicles.
Exactly.
You know, offering more than just transportation.
Right. It's about the whole experience, creating a lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's... That's a smart move. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at Tesla. They've been so successful at building a brand.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, it's about more than just electric cars.
Right.
It's about innovation, sustainability.
Yeah. And a bit of exclusivity.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Rivian, they need to find they need to find their own thing, their own unique story.
Yeah.
That resonates with people.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And they need to do all of that while also being... You know, really careful with their money.
Right.
Because they are burning through cash.
Yeah, they are.
At a pretty alarming rate.
Yeah.
And they're going to need to get more funding to achieve all those ambitious goals they have.
Yeah. It's a tough balancing act.
It is. It's not going to be easy.
No.
But the EV market, it's still pretty young.
It is.
There's a lot of room for growth. If Rivian plays their cards right, they could become a real powerhouse in this industry.
It's it's going to be a really exciting ride.
It is, for sure.
So to kind of wrap things up here.
Okay.
What are the key takeaways?
What do we want our listeners to remember from this deep dive into Rivian?
Well, I think the first thing is Rivian is a company with a ton of potential.
Yeah.
But they've also got some big challenges ahead of them.
Right.
That relationship with Amazon.
Yeah.
It's a blessing and a curse, right?
It is.
It gives them some stability.
Yeah.
But it also creates this dependency that they really need to, they need to figure out how to deal with that.
Yeah. And they're operating in a super competitive market.
Right.
They need to find ways to stand out.
Stand out, differentiate themselves, innovate, and execute their plans effectively.
Right. They got to get things done.
They do.
And, you know, they also need to be smart about their money.
Absolutely.
Manage their finances well and make sure they have the resources they need.
Yeah, to scale up.
To grow and achieve their goals.
To achieve their long-term vision.
It's a complicated story.
It is.
With a lot of moving parts.
A lot of factors to consider.
But one thing is clear.
What's that?
Rivian's journey. I mean, it's a fascinating look at how this whole world of electric vehicles is evolving.
Absolutely.
And it's definitely a story worth following closely.
I agree.
All right. Well, we hope you found this deep dive into Rivian informative and insightful and maybe even a little bit thrilling.
A little bit of a roller coaster ride.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, everyone.
This is the Quarterly Briefing, a W Section podcast production. This podcast was generated completely with AI. If you like the podcast, please give us a like and tell your friends. If you have feedback or different companies you would like us to include in a future episode, please send us an email at idea@quarterlybriefing.com. Thank you for listening.